Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning. Thanking God, thanking God, thanking God. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning with cheerful hearts lifted to say thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for the do-over. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to be better today than we were yesterday. Father God, I pray for all those that are traveling, Father God. I ask you to give them all traveling grace and mercy, Lord God. May your angels surround their vehicles, trains, planes, and automobiles. Lord God, for you know each and everyone's destination. Father God, I pray that as nations, that we all come together. For nations divided will not stand, Lord God. I pray for my country. I pray for my president. And I pray for all those that are seeking office or in office, Lord God, that they have a heart for you and not for self, that they care about others as much as they care about themselves, Lord God. Father God, I pray for our children, that they grow up in love that they need, and that they, Lord God, understand that all things work for good, and they trust in you, Father God. So, Father God, I'm trusting in you, knowing that all things are working for my good, knowing that you are in charge of my life and that I am your humble servant. Father God, I ask you to please increase as I decrease, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and my redeemer. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me and all that I do for you, I do with a happy, humble heart. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up this word. I lift up my ministries. I lift up my church. I lift up my pastor, Lord God, and ask you to continue watching over her, continue giving her, continue and allowing her, Lord God, to lead your flock. But Lord God, you have given us a great and faithful leader, and you have a great and faithful servant in Pastor Jesse Herring. And Lord, I ask you to continue blessing us with overflow. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength. Thanking my pastor for her support. And just thanking all of you for joining me this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And all I can say, y'all say it with me, y'all know where I'm going. It's a great word. Today we are in the Psalms and Proverbs. I kind of got a little off kilter last week. God just took my show and just took over, which he always does, and just gave me something a little different. We are in the Song of Solomon, but God had me do it a little differently. And so it was good, and it came out really awesome, and I'm very grateful. So thankful, just thankful. I'm a happy girl. One more week, y'all. This week is it for the Table of Life Women's Ministry, WFaith Women's Ministry Annual Conference. 10 years God has been working with me on this thing. I'm grateful for this ministry. It saved my life. As I, 12 years ago, many already know, my husband passed away, and I was lost, and I mean that literally, lost. I was one of those people that got married as a child. No, just kidding. I got married at 19. I graduated from high school. I graduated from a 2-year college business program, and I was got married. I was in love. Thought I was going into ministry. Had planned on going to college to be a Salvation Army officer, and instead I wound up being a wife for 32 years. And then my husband passed. And I was reading one of my Twitter friends is an empty nester now. And all I could say was, wow, I thought I was going to be an empty nester. You know, my husband and I was looking forward to our boys graduating from high school. We had one left, and he was going to graduate, and one was already gone. And my husband died. And my youngest son stayed home, went to a local college. I can honestly say, as you mean, I've mentioned before, graduated from college because he chose to stay home. Definitely no debt at all. Praise the Lord. And he has been an absolute help ever since. My oldest son was away, college, military, and he came home before his dad died, and he has also stayed home with me. Look, hopefully one day they both will find the good things and find favor with the Lord and have their own homes. But for right now, they're my roommates. And I, you know, folks like, you live with your sons? Absolutely. You know, I see them on occasion because all of our schedules are different. One leaves early in the morning before I leave, then I leave. And as after I leave, my other one comes home, and he's asleep when I come home. And when he gets ready to go to work, I'm either up and see him for about 5 or 10 minutes, or I'm in bed. And my youngest son is in bed. So it's like we kind of see each other until it's an off day. And then we kind of get together. But other than that, we're roommates. So they are my roommates. And I'm grateful because I live kind of out from a lot of things. And I think that because they live, they'll live with me, that it has protected my house. No thieves have broken in and no fires have broken out, and I'm grateful for that. So I thank God. You know, so thank God for your children. You know, don't get where they need to get their this or that out of my house and da, da, da. Because honestly, if I leave this earth tomorrow, this house is theirs. Everything I have is theirs. So it doesn't matter. You know, I don't care. You know, people get caught up in stuff, and it's mine, and it's this, and it's that. Your family is a gift from God. And honestly, before all of us became so self-absorbed, families lived together. There was a mother and a father and wives and sons and grandkids all living in the same house or within the same community. And now I live in Illinois, my brother lives in Virginia, my sister lives in Texas, my mom lives in Kentucky, all over the place. Kids are not there anymore, and so I'm grateful that mine are, you know, so we got to get out of that. They don't need to do this, and they don't need to do that. We got to love our kids and love each other and be grateful when your grandchildren come to stay with you. Mine, I'll have mine this week. I'm kind of excited about it. Because my 5-year-old grandson is a hoot and a little too old for his own little 5-year-old dad. Because he asked his mom the other day, he said, "Mom, why do old people sleep a lot?" And she said, and she thought he was talking about his older sister, who does sleep quite a bit. But she's not old. And he said, "No." And he says, "Because my grandchildren call me Miss Bridget." I don't know why. That's just the name they decided on. Because they were with me in children's ministry, and the children call me Miss Bridget. So that's what they caught on to, and so they started calling me Miss Bridget. So it's fine. And I think it's kind of cool anyway. But, no, Miss Bridget, I'm like, this baby considers me old. I thought I was pretty cool, Grandma. And so it kind of is funny because there are times that I get them after I've been up since 5 in the morning getting ready for this vlog and then going to work and then picking them up, you know, getting them to their different things and then getting them ready for bed. are watching television with them. And the next thing I know, I might be dozing off. And so he's like, are you going to wake up and spend some time with me? Because he'll be with his sister. And I'll be like, I'm sorry, sweetie. Your grandma is tired. Because he doesn't realize what all I have to do. And so, yeah, I do fall asleep sometimes with them. But not all the time, like you said, the old people. That old people business is kind of bothering my spirit, but I'm getting over it. But anyway, just a laugh for today. When you find out that your host is an old lady who goes to sleep, you know, and he doesn't tell mom, too, that some of the time is because grandma is going to sleep at a reasonable hour and not 11 or 12 at night. I go to bed early. And so he has to go to bed early, and he didn't like it. So that's what that was all about. We're going to bed. You got to go to school, and grandma's got to go to work. So let's go to bed, kid. So old lady sleeping. But anyway, enjoy your family. Thank God for them every day. And just enjoy life, because life is too short to be always angry or mad or upset. Be grateful that God has given you life and that he's given it to you. Why? Because he loves you, not because he had to. And when we come to that understanding, everything else falls into place. So please join me this morning in the 104th Psalm. So get your Bibles, y'all, because this is what Bible study. So we are in the 104th Psalm. We are just moving along. By December 31st, we'll be in the 150th Psalm, and we will have read this entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year. And I always say, God's will, not mine. So if that is God's will, that is what we will do. But that is my assignment, is to read the Word of God in a year. And so let's go into our Word, and it says this: praise to the sovereign Lord for his creation and providence. Thank God we are his creation, and he loves us like that. And the Word of God says, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angels spirits. He ministers a flame of fire. You who lay the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow amongst the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the fields from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine that makes glad the heart of man, all to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nests, the stork has her home in the fern trees. The high fields are the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. Sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, this great and wild sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan, which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their death. To send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches it. Sing to the Lord. As long as I live, I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if that touched your heart, but it surely touched mine. You know, on yesterday, I call them the gangster geese. I live kind of out, and the geese like my yard because my oldest roommate has not cut his portion of the grass. So he's got some grass to cut. And so they thought that they could just come in and take over. I'm trying to get down my driveway, and the gangster geese done took over in front of the car and looking at me like I'm in their way. I was like, okay, God, you done gave my geese. They done come back to visit for a minute. So I just leave them, and I just like, okay, I sit there and wait until they get finished doing what they're going to do and walk on over the drive. And then I drive out, and one of them looked at me. I looked at him. I'm like, this is my yard. And he looked at me as if to say, where's mine right now and my flock too? So I just leave them alone because you know what? Geese can run you down. I watch somebody say, oh, they're so cute. They got chased. So don't mess with geese. I don't mess with them. They don't mess with me. We share a yard, if I said it. And I love it. And it was kind of raining yesterday. And I got to the theater. My granddaughter invited me to the movies last night, which I thought was very sweet. And she even bought my ticket. So, hey, that's when you say you like your grandkids working. And so we went to the movies last night to see Spider-Man, Far From Home, which I'm going to just tell the truth. I cried. Yes, I did. And I looked over at my youngest granddaughter. I said, I'm not crying. And she said, I'm not crying either. And then we both, of course, laughed because we both were crying. I had to put a little hanky on the eye over there because I was like, my eyes are just watering. And I'm not crying, but I was. But anyhow, I thought about myself as a child. And they had a group because it was $3 movie night. And what we normally would pay for one ticket, we paid for, I didn't pay for anything. My granddaughter paid for the whole family because there were five of us at $3 a piece. So pretty much what you would pay for one person, maybe two. No, one person on a Saturday night. And I guess the kids all knew it too. There was a group of children behind us that talked through the whole movie practically. until one of them's mama realized she was not at the movie she was supposed to be at, but in a different movie with her friends, and mama came in and showed out. And let's just say it was an expletive latent, where is your whatever, ever, ever. I'm sure this young lady probably will not want to go to school on Tuesday because she's probably embarrassed because mama showed out. And I don't know if mama whooped her behind when she got out of the theater, but my youngest granddaughter was out at the time and she came back and she said, there's a fight out in the parking lot and the police are being called. So I don't know if mom and daughter got to fighting out in the parking lot because mama did not play. All I know is mama grabbed somebody and took her out of that theater, and it was not pleasant. And I looked at my grandchildren and I said, thank God you got the mama you have and that y'all are obedient children, because they are normally with their parents or with their grandparents. You know, when they are out of town, they're with their grandparents and with their grandfather and grandmother. And, you know, we just got to understand that we got to all come together and quit foolishness. But it was embarrassing, and they were some bad little kids. No, I'm not going to say bad because I don't think kids are bad. I think kids do what they can do when they can get away with it. And, you know, I had a little girl. They were sitting where they wanted to sit. Where the theater we were at is an assigned seat theater. And when we got there, somebody was in our seats. And he's like, excuse me, these are our seats. And they had to move. And little boy was sitting in our seats, and he moved. And then he moved, and then some little girl took over his seat. And I'm like, oh, my, this is crazy. That's all I could think of. This is some crazy stuff. But it was still pleasant, and it was still nice, and it was still fun just to be with family. And before we went in, it had rained on yesterday. I looked up, and I took a picture of it, took a lot of pictures of it, but it was a rainbow, and it was perfect and beautiful. And I thought, wow, God, you always remind us of your covenant with us. You always remind us that you are in charge of everything and that we are your children and you are our Father. And that when you said, I will send a rainbow as a covenant, that I will never destroy this earth again by flood, he has kept his word. Yes, there's been flooding, but the whole earth has never been destroyed again from it. Communities, yes. Towns, yes. Cars, yes. I lost my own car in a flash flood. Car water was coming up to my door. And I still was there to this day. God sent three young angels to push me out. The water was up to their knees, and they pushed me out to higher ground. I lost my car, but I got an understanding of how good God is, because I didn't lose my life. So thank God every day for his blessings. And mamas, know where your children are when they say, I'm going to the movies. Know where they're going and find out, because the girl didn't understand. Mama had her phone and understood it's called Find My Phone, and we can find you wherever you are. So remember that, kiddos. We got all kind of stuff at our disposal now. So just throwing that out there. So as we go back into our word this morning, in our psalms, in our life lessons, and every day I give my little disclaimer. I come out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And I am coming out of the King James Version. And I love New King James Version. I love New King James. And, you know, I am a King James reader as well. But New King James is my preference because, you know, you can get caught up in the them, the thou, and the where thou is, and wherefore, where I just want it plain and simple. because God is plain and simple. Because we think that he's like, oh, he's so, no, God is plain and simple. He wants us to be obedient. He wants us to love each other. He wants us to love him. He wants us to keep his commandments. He wants us to be the best we can be. And if you keep his commandments, you love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength. You love your neighbor as yourself. You go keep those commandments. Because if you look at your commandments, divide them in half. First half is God, second half is your neighbor and yourself. And when you love God and love each other, you keep his commandments. Because when you love God, you don't want any other God before him. And when you love your neighbor, you don't covet their stuff. You don't want to kill them. You don't want to steal from them. You don't want to lie to them. And when you love God, you want to keep his day holy. And when you love your neighbor, you love your mother, your father, and you honor them. So I'm thankful for my children and grandchildren who love me. I'm so thankful. And every day when we see each other, we always end with love you. And why? Because you never know. That might be the last thing you say to your family member, I love you. And I'm grateful that that was the last thing that their father said to me, I love you. And I'm grateful for that. No hard feelings, no arguing, no nothing, but I love you. It will mess you up, yes, for a long time, because that's the last words you hear from someone you love as well. But God has given us the greatest love ever. He said, I love you when he gave his son. And when we say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, God. We give him honor. We give him glory. We give him praise. And it says this in Psalm 104, verse 4. Who makes his angels spirit? He ministers a flame of fire. And I love how Dr. Stanley explains it. He says, the angels of God are not the cute, harmless little cherubs often pictured in popular culture. They are spirits of enormous power, sent to do God's will. Often God, in his mercy, sends them to help us. And I'm going to tell you something. When I talk about, you know, my car accident when I had, this was 3 years ago. And it was, I cried because it was the gift my husband had given me for my 50th birthday, my little car. And I missed that little car, I'll just tell y'all. But anyway, these children, they came and helped me that day, that night, actually, in the rain. Were tall. There was two young men, and one had his pant leg up, but it's raining. The little girl had on these short shorts, and you know, one of them had on what you call them, they call them wife beaters, which I do not like, but they had on the T-shirts. You know, they looked like what one would be afraid of is gangbanging teens. But I felt a calmness with these children. And God removed them. You know, we can sometimes look at people and not know who they are. My godmother, I remember when I first met her and my god aunt, I told her the other night, I was scared of you. Because I taught children's ministry. And so I didn't go into the service at 11 o'clock, because that was when we had most of our kids were doing the 11 o'clock service. So I went to 9 o'clock service and got my word in. And then I worked on 11 o'clock service, except for Fourth Sunday, which was Youth Sunday. We didn't have children's ministry. And so I went to the 9 and the 11 o'clock service. And in the 9 o'clock service, I sat on one side of the church, but I was sitting on another side of the church, closer to the kids. at the 11 o'clock service, and these two ladies came in and almost knocked me down because I was a real bitty person. And I thought, wow, that was kind of scary. And again, watch how you feel and what you think about people that you don't know, because God will show you who they are and what they were. Were two of the most loving, awesome women I have ever met in my life. And I was adopted into their family. And I can't say enough about how wonderful my godmother is. And I love her to pieces. And as soon as I finish the show, I'm getting ready for Sunday school because I'm picking her up. She's going to make sure I'm on time. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for her. Most wonderful person I ever met. And so shout out to my auntie, to Aunt Jan and Aunt Rita, and to my godmother, Mother Valerie. I just love you ladies to pieces, and I'm grateful for you to be in my life. And you see, I'm getting all teary up. God knows what you need when you need it. My mom is a state away. And sometimes you just need a mom, you know, but he sent me another mother. And so I'm grateful. And I just can't say enough, you know, in their wisdom, God will show you what you may be afraid of, maybe the best thing that has ever happened to you, because my mother, all my mothers give great hugs. So I'm grateful for my godmother and the mothers of my church. So thank God every day for your blessings. Thank God every day for your children. Thank God that he gives you everything you need and more than you could ever ask for. And when we go back into our lesson in 104, Psalm 104, Psalm verse 24, how manifold are your works in wisdom. You have made them all. We are a work of God. We are part of his creation story. And when you think that you are manifold, all your works in wisdom, you have made them all. The creation reveals a God with a vast intellect that we cannot begin to comprehend. Our best scientists must regularly revise their theories to try to explain what he created. And he puts all his wisdom service. Just think about it. DNA, divine and naturally anointed. We are divine and naturally anointed creations of God. And when we think about our DNA, the DNA tells you where you come from. It tells you who your mama is, who your daddy is, who your family is. People you don't even know and names you've never heard of, you find out are your family. And you're like, well, how is this person my third cousin? I don't know them. Who is this person? It says they're my fourth cousin. I don't know them. I've never heard this name at all. We got to understand that God knows everything about it. He knows our ups, he knows our downs, he knows our good, our bad, and our ugly. We say that all the time. God is good. And when we go back into our 104th Psalm, verse 34 says, talks about meditation. Meditation. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. Not glad itself, but glad in the Lord. Do you ever feel like you just don't know what to express to God? Been there, done that. Like a one-way call, you're not sure whether God is being silent or you just completely disconnected. You want to please him so you avoid all the religious things you know to say. Yet somehow you know deep within you know that your prayer life is not as it's supposed to be. And this is when you say, Lord, you are Dr. Stanley all up in my bed. And it says, although God gladly welcomes you into his presence and hears all of your requests, it's always important to be respectful when praying to him. Ecclesiastes 5:1-2 says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear. Do not be rash with your mouth. Again, this little thing behind our teeth can get us in all kind of trouble. Don't be speaking when you need to be quiet. And let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Instead of going to God with your grocery list of requests, what would really please him would be for you to approach his throne with the desire to listen. Is that difficult to do? Then picture God on his majestic heavenly throne. Imagine the cherubim are praising him and the saints worshiping at his feet. Envision the stars rushing to do his will and the earth as his footstool. His wisdom, power, and love are laid out before you, not in a philosophical sense, but rather you can see the reality of them in a million different ways. You're not casually chatting with the town grocer. You're on your face before the living God. Part of the problem is that we forget who God really is. If we had a medical or mechanical issue, we'd seek out the advice of an expert in the field. We would listen carefully to what their wisdom about what to do to rectify our situation. Yet God is the creator and sustainer of the universe. And when we pray, we spend very little time listening. It's no wonder that we often miss the life-giving counsel that we most need. Therefore, when you pray today, don't be full of words. Rather, as Habakkuk 2:22 instructs, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Quietly seek God's wisdom. He delights in teaching you how to have a deeper relationship with him, how to serve him with honor and strength. Trust him to show you his ways and to answer everything that concerns you. And just listen. Hearing the words that Almighty God is sharing with you and the secrets he's revealing to you. Then you can know that your meditation is truly sweet to him and he will make you glad. 104th Psalm, verse 34. We got to praise God and make your worship for real. You know, I love it when the song says, my worship is for real. Let your worship be for real. It's not about performing. So many times, you know, we have people that bring the worship and praise, and it's like a concert where everybody's trying to out-sing the other. When you're looking, you're like, they're performing. We don't need to perform for God. We need to worship. Let your worship be for real. And as we go into our proverb this morning, we're in Proverbs chapter 24, starting at verse 15. It says, do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place. For a righteous man may fall 7 times, come on now, and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. We better understand that folks get away with so much, follow after the wicked, and don't look past what they see on the surface. We get caught up in glam and glamour and rich and this and that we don't look at the character of a person. We got to look at the character of those that are in leadership. We got to look at the character of those that we trust and want to follow after. Is their character a good character? How do they treat their fellow man when nobody is looking? How do they treat each other God is watching everything we do. And it goes in to tell us in verse 17 of Proverbs 24, do not rejoice when your enemy falls. Because you have folks that want to get happy when they see somebody fall off their pedestal. You pray for them. And do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displeases him. And he turn away his wrath from him. And let's call it shape. He'll turn his wrath on you. Don't look at anybody else. We got to look at ourselves because none of us are perfect. I know I'm not. I'm very far from it, but I trust God and I love him. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked. But there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. Did y'all catch that? The lamp of the wicked will be put out. God is in charge of everything. We are his humble children. We are his humble servants. He loves us so much. But we got to understand that God is in charge of everything. And I love this word, and I have sons, and I love what it says. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change. For their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those two can bring. We got to understand. Teach your children. Be careful who you hang out with. Be careful where you go. You know, too many things can happen in this world, in this craziness that we call earth. But understand. How many young people are dead because they were where they were not supposed to be? That little girl in the theater last night with her friends acting up, cussing, throwing stuff, not knowing that mama was looking for her in the theater and was going to embarrass her. We got to understand that everything we do has consequences. And sometimes those consequences can be downright embarrassing. And she found that out last night. Mama, don't play that. We got to understand. Our generation knows our mama didn't play. My mama didn't play. My godmother didn't play. My godfather didn't play. First wonder why I was always so good, because I knew what I had to come home to if I didn't act like I had some sense and didn't go out and embarrass my family. We got to understand life is too short not to trust God, not to love God. Let's praise God today. Let's say, Lord God, I'm listening, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Lord, what can I do to make your kingdom better on this earth? What can I do to be the best I can be for you, God? We got to lift our hands and worship and let your worship be for real today. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Let us lift up his holy name. It's not about us. It is all about him who is our great and wonderful Father. He is God, and we are his children. Thank God today for another day. Thank God that he gave you all that you need. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise you, God. I thank you, God. I lift up my hands in praise this morning, giving you honor, glory, because you are great and greatly to be praised. Father God in heaven, I come to you this morning thanking you for this mighty word that you have given us today. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, wonderful and mighty, our precious and holy God. Father God, thank you. Thank you, and thank you again. In Jesus' name, Lord, I lift up again all churches today. I lift up pastors, Lord, asking you to give them all rhema words, Lord God, words to heal the brokenhearted, words to mend a soul that needs that Gilead, God. Father God, I ask for healing of your precious children. Let us not be divided on hate and politics and race and bigotry, but that we love, lift up, and glorify you in all that we do. Father God, thank you for this word this morning. And Lord God, I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to God today. Just thanking him. Thanking him for another day, because he didn't have to wake me up this morning. He didn't have to give me another day. He didn't have to, but he did. So all I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear God, thank you today. Let him know that you appreciate his grace. Let him know you appreciate his mercy. Let him know that he is your best friend and that he's the best that ever happened to you, that he has brought you joy and peace and love and grace. Thank God this morning for a new day. Hallelujah. I can't help myself. Ooh, I can't help myself but say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you, Father, for your kindness. I'm about to shout up in here. So just get out of my way and let me run. Ooh, I'm so thankful. I'm just thankful for another day. I'm thankful for another day. Just grateful. So tell God today, thank you. And let him know that you appreciate him giving you another day, giving you a do-over, giving you a over, because somebody didn't get the do-over today. Somebody didn't make it into this new day, and you did. So just tell God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again, God. Before we get out of here this morning, a word from my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, and who is totally enjoying herself with her little baby girl. We call her the Tinkerbell Angel Baby, who is a beautiful one-year-old. Praise the Lord. She's 4 days into her one-year-old self. And so we thank God for our sister in Christ. And our word for today is this. When God is for us, it really doesn't matter in the world who is against us. And I pray that God covers each corner of your day with his grace and take his love into every moment. And this was from yesterday. Have a spectacular Saturday, but I'm going to say have a spectacular Sunday. And remember, find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, because what we stand on is the Word of God. And what we live by is the Word of God. And what we teach and preach is the Word of God. Let the Word of God surround you. Listen, like Samuel, for his voice. And say, here I am, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord. Speak. I'm listening. Thank you, family, and it's always our prayer May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing who you belong to, that you are a child of God, and that he loves us. He loves me. He loves you. And there is nothing we can do about it but return his love. Have a blessed day. Before I get out of here, we have about 10 minutes left. If there is anybody that has a word that they want to speak or just something they want to say, time is now, and it's going fast. So push that number 1 on your phone or call 213-943-3597. Again, it's 213-943-3597. And your line will be open. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So just thanking God for all of you as we move forward. And I love this song because we have just been having a whole lot of rain lately where I am. And I just want God to rain on my soul. Whew, let his glory fill my home. Let his glory fill my heart. Let his glory fill the houses of God all over this planet today. Let his glory fill this place. Claimer, I do not own the rights to any of the songs that are played.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us. Let's ask for the rain tonight. Let's ask for the rain. Say rain.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands in the sanctuary today. Give God honor, glory, and praise. And know that there is no God like our God. And we ask him to send the rain today. May his spirit fill your home. May his spirit fill your churches. May his spirit fill your heart as you move forward today and always. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent or from each other. Again, I pray in Jesus' name. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. Thank you for staying for praise and worship. And we're going to let his glory fill us today. I'm filled up and ready to roll. Hallelujah. I hope y'all ready to go too, because it's time to do what, y'all? It's time to go to work. Who do we work for? We work for God. Whatever you do, do it for the Lord. And we have a caller, and it is our mother. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mother Rita. Good morning, Auntie. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. I said, as long as I'm above ground and not beneath, I'm doing great. I just thank God for you, and I love to hear you every morning that when I get on this line. I thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge he has given you, and ask God to bless you, and keep you, multiply you in every good way. You are a good, my prayer warrior. And I thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you, love you, love you. Sending many, many, much, much love across the mind.
Thanks
for the adoption too, Auntie. I appreciate it. I appreciate being adopted into your family. And I love you so much. And I thank God for you as well. You be blessed. You be blessed. You be blessed. And tell that awesome husband of yours is a pretty awesome man, and we love him too. So thank you so much, and y'all have a blessed day. Y'all keep my auntie, my love of my life, this mother of this church, Mother Rita, in your prayers as we go through this week. Keep her prayed up. We pray you up, and may the Lord watch over you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord let his light shine upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. I love you so much, and I thank God for you and all of you that listen in live or later. May God bless you. May God watch over you. May God keep you all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be blessed, family. I got to get ready for church because I got to pick up my mama. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Love you more.
Bye, Auntie. Bye, Auntie. Love you, too.